Yep. So we will have a packed hour for the next session. We'll demo both NRPC and the DRSR test suite. Both of them actually, we completed the work about a year ago, and those are not new test suites. So we're just going to do a very, very quick introduction, a couple of slides about the updates we have so far. And then we're going to spend more time on demoing those test suites because they still provide a lot of values to our customer. I know Samba is running DRSR funding a lot of issues, and RPC is always one of our solid test suites that can do a lot of testing and generate traffic. So we'll do both of them. And if we have time at the end of the demo, hopefully we can have Guqin come up again to run the failure cases that Paul required. This time we're going to use the, we're also going to demo the interactive adapter to show you how to, you know, use our test suite to manually run a test cases and then manually fill it and then do analysis on that. So that's going to be the next hour. Okay, let's start with the NRPC test suite. So NRPC was developed about a year ago, 2 years ago actually, and it's a very solid test suite. It does a very good job verifying the MS NRPC technical documentation. NRPC stands for Net Logon Remote Procedure based on the RPC, basically. So I'm just going to introduce, going to talk about the environment very, very quickly. This is very high level. We have two domains for NRPC as well. The client machine and one of the application server is on Contoso domain. And the DC of that is, it's also, right now, everything is, for this test suite, everything is Windows 7 environment, actually. And we have another domain, so we can have the trust domain relationship. And the client machine can show the scenario of client machine log on another domain remotely. This time, we just did a little bit updates actually for RPC to make it easier for our partners and customers to run through. Before, we were focusing on wireframing the TDs, and this time we have a BVT model. We've separated some very basic test cases that our partners are mostly interested. So we call it BVT test cases, and we also fixed several bugs to make it better. Very quickly run through the high-level scenarios for our NRPC test suite. And by the way, our TD documentation, the design of our TD documentation test suite is a little bit than the OD test suite. For the TD, we call it a synthetic client. So on our client side, we actually build the message ourselves, so to act as a customer. It's just like how you build an implementation, and we send a message there and then see how the server responds and test the server that way. So that way we have the locate DC scenarios, we have a message protection. Those security channel test cases are very, very important for an RPC. And at the end, we also have some domain trust information and administrative services. So with that, this is very quick. With that, we're going to have Yuqing here to run through a demo for you. Okay, and I'll bring up the machine here. Take it over. Yeah.
And okay, hi everyone, I'm Yuqing. I will show you the demo about the NRPC test suite. Let me introduce our virtual machine environment to you first. Can see, oh, did a warning. Okay. As you can see from the in the environment, we have four virtual machines. One is we have one primary domain called console.com. There will be two servers. One act as the domain controller, and another one act as the application server. And we also have another trusted domain. It will provide external user account during the testing. And we also have endpoint member client side machine to run the test suite. Actually, this year we have a new BBT test list, and there will be about 20 test cases. It will require some time, but I will show you firstly about three selected test cases. You can simply click the shortcut in desktop, so you can run the test case you want. It requires some time for the initialize and test case run. Okay, passed. Change the resolution. Not good here. Can you guys see this clear? Okay. It requires some minutes to just flash the log to the disk drive, hard drive. Okay. Let me show the log to you. This is the latest one we have just generated. The first case is about locating DC using the DSR get DC name message API. Similar. Okay, and you will see some requirement verification here, like with the prefix ms-nrpc r. This is about our requirement verification, like whether we have this flag set, whether we have this password used during computing. And the basic step of this test case is that first we will get a platform for some test case specific behavior, and it will call DSR get this name messages, and this case is very simple, so we only need to verify this message only. And what's important to you is that we have so many requirement capture verification code here. See that we are detecting the flags in the response. And this is for zero flag. Okay, go above. Okay, and you can see we are also verify some format of the string, like the DC network address, and also FQDN. This is the first test case. And also, the next one is about the authenticate message scenario. This is used to verify the password of the server side. The step is like this. Normally get platform, and it get a client account type to help the test case to set some parameter. and it will then call netalog on computer server digest. This is the end of the test case. The important in this case is that it verifies some MD5 algorithm in this test case in the response, and also checks UUID in the response. So this is important. If it fails in some verification code, you will know what the issue it has. Okay, let me introduce the last test case. This is about the logon test cases. It has a very traditional scenario for NRPC. First, it will send NetA server require challenger to exchange the client challenger and the server challenger. Then, client will call NetA server authentication 3 to get the session key for this session, and later it will. Okay, the next step is it will log on the server side using NetA log on SAM log on message API, and you can see all this verification code is trying to verify the response it gets. For example, it will verify algorithm like AES and RC4, and also verification is HMAC and MD5 checksum. So typically, you can know everything if the test case fail. And I can show you a typical fail case. A common case is that you have wrong password set in the PTF config. Let me do it here. Okay, this is correct password of the computer machine, a client machine, and if I change it to like this one, let me run the test cases again. Okay, this is first case passed because it does not have any relationship with the client machine password, but this below these two test cases failed, and you can see especially for the logon test case, server side. Okay, let me extend the error message so you can see clear. We expect error success, but it returns status access denied from server side because the password is incorrect from client machine. Okay, this is for all demo for the NRPC. Any question?
Good, so this time we show some failures.
Yeah.
Okay, so very quickly we're going to switch to DRSR.